Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, tonight we're going to go back to the year 1981, and we're going to start with a group that I honestly hadn't heard of, but I've heard of some of the members of the group. It's a group called Union, and it's a group that features Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive, and he left the group earlier than some other people, but when BTO kind of broke up in 1980, another member of that group, Fred Turner, and Randy Bachman joined up and formed this band called Union. They released one album only, and it's an album called On Strike. So it's Union on Strike. And this was the lead single off the album. This is a song called Main Street USA. So here's the group Union right now with the song Main Street USA on Random Draw.
And around.
Was 2020 with their song Strange Kind of Love, and before that we heard Danny Joe Brown and the Danny Joe Brown Band with Edge of Sundown, and we started off the show today with Union featuring Randy Bachman and Fred Turner with their song Main Street USA. Now Danny Joe Brown was another member of a group who was pretty big in the 70s, who by 81 was sort of releasing stuff on his own or in a different band. He was the singer of Molly Hatchet until he left the group in 1980 and formed his own band, the appropriately named Danny Joe Brown and the Danny Joe Brown Band. So there you go. Like Union that we heard first, this band also released one album, and then Brown went back to Molly Hatchet. Now this band, Danny Joe Brown Band, went on tour, but before the second half of the tour could start, all the band members quit besides him, so we had to find some people and scramble and that sort of thing. That's probably what made him sort of go back to the Molly Hatchet. So there you go. And so again, this was their one and only album, self-titled album, and it was on Epic Records. And it's catalog number 81-360 here at WTBR. So that was Danny Joe Brown with Edge of Sundown. And we closed out that set with the group 2020 and their song Strange Kind of Love. This was on their debut album, I believe. Oh, they were putting out their second album, excuse me. This is a Tulsa, Oklahoma group who were putting out their second album in 1981. It's an album called Look Out on Portrait Records, catalog number 81-318. So that was 2020 with their song Strange Kind of Love. All right, we're going to jump across the pond and listen to a group from England next, and it's a group called Gang of Four, who are a British post-punk band from Leeds, who were definitely a bigger hit in the UK than they were here in the States. They're almost unheard of here in the States. They were putting out their second album in 1981, and it's an album called Solid Gold, which 1981, when I think of Solid Gold, I think of that TV show with Marilyn McCoo, but maybe that's just me. The album climbed to number 52 in England, and it was their first charting album here in the States, where it reached all the way up to 190. So we're going to listen to a track off of this album, and it's a track called Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time. So here is Gang of Four right now on Random Draw.
wanna know you. I really wanna show you the way I feel. I really wanna know you. I really wanna show you the way I feel. I really wanna know you. I really wanna show you. I really wanna know. Yes, I wanna know.
Gary Wright right there with a song, Really Want to Know You. And before that, we heard Ice House with We Can Get Together. And we started off this set of music with the group Gang of Four and their song, Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time. Now, Ice House that we heard there in the second slot, they were an Australian band that formed in 1977, and they were originally known by the name Flowers. The name of their first album was called Ice House. And then when the album was released in the States, by the time it came out here, they had changed the name of the band to Ice House. So they actually are one of those groups where the group name is Ice House, the album is called Ice House, and the first song on side one is a song called Ice House. They had their biggest hit later on in 1987 with a song called Electric Blue. Obviously, they were still big in Australia. In 2006, they were put into the ARIA Hall of Fame. That's sort of the Australian equivalent of the Grammys and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there you go. That was Ice House with We Can Get Together off of their debut album, catalog number 81-352 on Chrysalis Records here at WTBR. All right, and after that, we followed up with Gary Wright. He was a former member of the group Spooky Tooth, and he hit it big on his own with a couple of big hits, Love Is Alive and Dreamweaver. By 1981, he was putting out his seventh album. It's an album called The Right Place on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 81-335 here at WTBR. It would be his last charting album in the States as it peaked at number 79, but the single I played for you was a top 20 hit, reaching number 16 on the Hot 100. So that was Gary Wright with Really Want to Know You. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a couple of moments to listen to some more great random music from the year 1981. So stick around.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
My name is Courtney. I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. Substance use is in my family, in my friends' lives, and in my neighborhood. I have lost my marriage, my sister, and close friends. I am the voice of addiction. Addiction impacts all of us, not just those that are in active drug use. I carry Narcan because the person I save is someone's loved one. If I can save a life, I will. Recovery can start with a life saved.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail right away.
WTBR. And we are back here on Random Draw. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. Just search for Random Draw. I'm sure you'll find me there. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get my podcast, the podcast of all the other great shows, see the full schedule of programming here at WTBR, and there's even a button that says donate. I advise you to click on that and help us out in any way you can. That way we can keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music from 1981. We're going to pick it up with another artist who was going solo after being in some groups and reaching big in the 70s, and that's Jim Messina. He was a member of Buffalo Springfield during their last album. He was a founding member of Poco, and then he was half the duo of Loggins and Messina with Kenny Loggins. Now, after Loggins and Messina broke up in 76, he went solo, and he released his second album in 1981, an album called Messina on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 81-3337 here at WTBR. And we're going to listen to the first track on the album. It's a song called Money Alone. So here is Jim Messina right now on Random Draw.
Abraham, I see your essence shining like a star, like a beacon in the sky. Well, it's a show where you are. If I could have a dream come true, I'd whisper you to see the beauty that's deep within your heart. Money alone won't bring, it'll never bring. The beauty that's deep within your heart. Money alone won't bring.
Money alone won't bring.
The beauty that's deep within your heart.
It will never bring. Money alone.
Oh.
Money alone won't free
the beauty that's deep.
Okay, that was The Undertones with It's Going to Happen. Before that, we heard Steel Eye Span with Sails of Silver. And we started off the second half of the show here with Jim Messina and his song Money Alone. That Steel Eye Span song was taken from a band who was formed in London in 1969, sort of part of a folk rock movement of the 70s, who in 1981 were putting out their 11th album. They were probably going for a little bit more of a poppier sound. And unfortunately, even though it was produced by Gus Dungeon, who did a lot of Elton John's early albums, so he definitely had chart success, this, however, was not a chart success. That was Steel Eye Span, Sails of Silver, off of the album called Sails of Silver. It's catalog number 81-353 here on Tacoma Records. So there you go. Steel Eye Span, Sails of Silver. A lot of S's there. And finally, we heard the Undertones there in that group of music with their song It's Going to Happen. Now, they were a Northern Irish band formed in 1974, and it featured Fergal Sharkey on vocals. I always just think of that name from the mid-80s. I think Rolling Stone was trying to promote him as a big vocalist who was going to have a big breakout, and he never really did. This was the third album for the Undertones, an album called Positive Touch. Catalog number 81-389 here on their album, and it's from the Harvest Record label. The album itself went to number 17 over in the UK, and the song that I played, It's Going to Happen, was the first single released from the album, and it reached number 18 over in England. The group broke up in 1983 when Sharkey left the group, but they reformed in 1999 to continue to tour and release albums all the way through now in the 21st century. So again, there's the Undertones with It's Going to Happen. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks. We're going to start off with another guy who was in big in the 70s in a couple of groups and went solo and had some hits, and that's Dave Mason, who was a founding member of Traffic and a one-time member of Fleetwood Mac. But then again, I think we all were a one-time member of Fleetwood Mac at some point. And in 1981, his label, Columbia, was putting out a greatest hits album called The Best of Dave Mason. So we're going to play a song off of that. And it's a song called Let It Go, Let It Flow, which was originally released in 1978 on the album Let It Flow. The single peaked at number 45 back then. That album originally had We Just Disagree, which, of course, is also on this greatest hits album. So here you go. Here's Dave Mason with Let It Go, Let It Flow right now on Random Draw.
I'm sometimes get to thinking how it's gonna be when
Of course, that was Van Halen with So This Is Love. Before that, we heard Blue Oyster Cult and their song Burning For You. And we started off this last set of music with Dave Mason and his song Let It Go, Let It Flow. Blue Oyster Cult's a Long Island-based band who had a few memorable radio hits over the years. In 1981, they were putting out their eighth album called The Fire of Unknown Origin, and it was their highest-charting album when it reached number 24. And the single I played for you, Burnin' For You, was one of their biggest hits, and it just reached the top 40 by hit number 40 on the Hot 100. It did much better on the mainstream rock charts, where it hit number 1. So there you go. There's Blue Oyster Cult, Burnin' For You. And we finished up the show today with one of my favorite acts of all time, and that's Van Halen. And that song I played for you, So This Is Love, was taken from their fourth album, an album called Fair Warning, on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 81-317. Up to that point, this was their highest charting album at number 5. It had since been, of course, been beaten since those albums, but by this point it was their biggest hit album. The single I played for you hit number 15 on the mainstream rock charts, but it just missed out on being on the Hot 100. So there you go. That was So This Is Love by Van Halen. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we'll see you later.